You know, he was always very famous, but that he became as famous as he did was very much about the fact that he had this gallery and that Ruskin was this huge supporter of his. And after he died, Ruskin went to all this trouble to sort of sort out the things in the gallery, and they all ended up, most of them, these paintings ended up in the Tate. And so I love this idea of, you know, you come to Margate and you go to the Turner Gallery to be inside a replica of the original Turner Gallery, and then you're back inside of Margate, and it's a Margate kind of inserted, which is Margate of today, inserted into the aesthetic of Turner's engravings.
And that's what you've tried to create with your... Are these drawings or engravings?
These are actually just plexiglass mirrors. Mm-hmm. And then I engraved them by hand up on the back with a diamond point, just like a little stick with a diamond on it. So they're all done by hand.
You engraved directly onto plexiglass mirrors.
Yeah, so every mistake that I made is visible. So it's about 6 months of engraving. If you switched off this light box, you would just, you know, basically get... you see a bunch of scratched mirrors. It's just a regular mirror, a plexi. You know. So I wanted something that sort of was both Turner's gallery, but also something that was an Arcadia. Margate was really an Arcadian site for Turner. And I thought it would be nice to kind of see that again, but also have it be something like an amusement arcade.
So, which is sort of what it
did
become
too.
And then fell into disrepair. And so these are actually drawings with a diamond point pen rather than...
Yeah,
prints.
They're not printed. No, nothing's printed. It's all done by hand, and it's all engraved by hand with a diamond point. So it was a huge amount of work, and it made me have a great deal of respect for Turner's engravers. I mean, I could only use white lines. I mean, the clouds were a particular hell.
Yeah.
It's a very OCD love letter to Margate.